Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live at the Rockford Ace Hardware on the north end of Grand Rapids. Hey, Bob, this is the first time that I can remember that our name's up in lights. Pete, the owner, put us up Grilling Guys Saturday 9 to 11 on the marquee. You know, I'm just a little bit proud of that. So that's kind of cool.
Get used to it, baby.
Yeah, right.
That's right. We're spreading peace, love, and barbecue all across the lands. I want to finish up a story I didn't really deliver so well in the first hour, but we're talking about Camp Cuervo. I want to read this email from a current Air Force man, one of our bravest. He says, "My name is Tech Sergeant," and we delete the name, "from the U.S. Air Force. He's currently stationed in a remote location in a desert. I was referred to you by Nick Droback. He said you might have an interest in helping us. I'm writing you because I'm attempting to have a 9-lane 3D archery range constructed here that'll help boost morale on base with a little target practice and healthy competition. Will you be willing to support a moral function by donation? If you're not willing to donate the items, would you please help us request the following?" And here's what he's looking for: 12 adult traditional longbows that can handle extreme heat.
Yeah, 120 degrees these guys are living
extreme
in every day.
Extreme heat. Okay, these guys are just looking for some bows. He's
a good R&R.
Guys out in a remote location. I mean, let's help these guys at Camp Cuervo. Go to the website. Hit thegrillingguys.com. Look for the Camp Cuervo post. Go to hit us on Facebook. Look up Camp Cuervo online. But if you've got a bow, bring it to Alan Bob's, okay? Go see our friends down at Alan Bob's. Scott, Merle, Tom, any of those guys will take your bow and hold them for Steve Prince, Captain Prince.
Right, Western. And he'll ship them over.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great cause, guys. If you're listening out there, you bought a new bow, go down there to Alan Bob's and donate your old one. They're looking for longbows more than the compounds, but there's a whole listener group out there that could really lift these guys up. They only need a dozen bows. I'm sure we can do this for them. But anyway, hey, still on at the table here with us is our friend Brian from Rockford Brewing. It's going to be Michigan's newest brewery. It's opening up in July. Now, we were talking a little bit about some of the varieties of beer you were going to make. Tell us two or three of the names that we can look forward to.
Well, I think every good brewery has to have a stout, and we'll be no exception to that. And since we have a couple of members on our team that are Irish, Sheehan's Irish Stout is a flavor that you can look forward to when you come into our
tap
room.
Fantastic.
With a name like Brian, you might have a little Irish in you, too.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Well, that's going to be very exciting, where I'm sure the folks of Rockford have got to be stoked because they're going to have real local beer. I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to do it upright.
The reception to our idea has been overwhelming, and you know, people just can't wait for us to be open, and we're looking forward to it.
Yep. Yeah, so, well, good luck to you, and we just wish you the best and hope to come down there and hoist a glass with you someday.
Yeah, we look forward to having you guys in.
Great, thanks. Hey, Bob, let's wrap up this Cinco de Mayo show because it is May 5th today. We're live up here at the Rockford Ace Hardware. There's a bunch of grilling going on. There's some great sales going up here. You buy a grill today, you get $25 worth of meat at the Gristmill over in Cannonsburg. But one of the things you can get over there is a strip steak. And tell me a little bit about this strip steak recipe. Very traditional Mexican fare is strip steak.
Well, first of all, El Chapo. It is a skirt steak, huh? We're going to talk about traditional Mexican skirt steak. And it's a really flavorful, towards the front of the cow. I believe it's down a little closer to brisket, but I can't remember my diagram too well. Regardless, it's very, very flavorful and full of connective tissue. We're not going to low and slow this one, though. We're going to fast and furious. And what we're going to season it with is some chili powder, cumin, garlic, sea salt, oregano, cayenne, olive oil. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a pound of skirt steak and we're going to trim it and cut it into three portions. We're going to take the kosher salt and the black ground pepper and two limes halved and use those for a garnish. But we're going to combine the chili powder, cumin, and all that stuff into a sprinkle. And we're going to cover that meat with it. We're going to fire our grill to a high heat, okay? High heat. So if you're using a Tech infrared, no-brainer. Place the steaks uncoated side down. We're only going to coat the one side of that steak, and we're going to go real heavy on the other side of the steak. But we're going to go the uncoated side down first, and we're going to sear the heck out of that side for about 3 minutes, and then we're going to flip it, and we're going to finish cooking it to that side, medium rare only. So we're going to do this just like we do with a flat iron, like we do with those poor man's fillets. Anything like that that's going to be a little tough, we don't want to go too long on it because we're just going to make it rubbery. We're going to turn that connective tissue into something we're going to have to fight with our mandible.
So tell me, Bob, because the technique might not be familiar to everybody, why am I only seasoning one side of that meat?
That's just Mexican tradition. Not always, but in terms of the Mexican butcher I talked to in Chicago when I learned this method, he was very adept, and I you know, when I meet pros like that, I just take their word for it, and I try it, and guess what? It works.
Yeah, it sounds like real man food, and
it
speaking
is.
Of real man food, I think it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. And guess what? They're now in Ada. Dude, they're at Maryland's Malts in Ada, one of my favorite little restaurants on the top of the hill on the west end of Ada. You can pick up Vicky's Pasties. So stop in, say hi to Maryland, and slap your mama, and grab a pasty. Okay, today's man law. You may exaggerate any anecdote told to you by your friends by 50% without recrimination. Beyond that, anyone within earshot is allowed to yell out, "Bull crap!" Okay. The exception is when trying to impress a girl, the allowable exaggeration is 400%.
Yeah, that's been the story of my life.
This is truthful.
The 400% exaggeration to impress the girls.
It's,
I know that's
yeah,
how that,
is that
works,
right?
Man.
Yeah. Well, you found a good one, so
yeah.
That must have worked.
Exactly.
Now she knows the truth, though.
Yeah. Dude, she's known it a long time.
Okay.
She's been eating my cooking. But anyway, we are live and local at the Rockford Ace Hardware up on Northland Drive. On the north end of Grand Rapids, you got to get up here and check this out. We've got five different kinds of grills going here. There's a pellet grill up here. If you've never seen one of these things, a pellet grill is a unique item in that it's an electric grill. It actually burns pellets, but it's a set-it-and-a-forget-it machine. This company out of Holland, Michigan called Gorilla has put these pellet grills together, and they're very easy to use, and they're cook with even temperature. I can't say enough about them. If you've never seen one of these, you get to come up here, give it a try. The Lions Club is making a collection up here as well. There's all kinds of food from the grist mill. This place is rocking.
It is. And, you know, I wanted to remind everybody on July 21st, from noon to midnight, great hours, Frankenmuth Brewery presents a new brew festival. It's Michigan's beer celebration, a taste of Oktoberfest, but it's July 21st. This is one that Frankenmuth is putting on. A bunch of other brewers are going. If you want information on that, just go to frankenmuthbrewery.com, or you can do COS Burger, Koss Burger at Frankenmuth. But just call 248-930-9440 or hit me on Facebook, all right, because we're going to be there.
Yeah.
I got a feeling we're doing our show there. They just haven't told us.
Yeah. Bob, what about the Grilling Club? When's that coming up next?
Ooh, good call.
I think that's May the 17th, and that's out at Sobeys, isn't it?
It is at Sobeys, and unfortunately, I don't have that punched up
I believe
here.
That is the date.
It
and
is.
We're going to be at Sobeys next week as well, doing our show from out there. He's got a big anniversary sale coming up. If you've not been out there on Remembrance Road just north of Leonard, this is the meat market extraordinaire. You've got a family-owned business out there that's fantastic, and we really look forward to hitting Sobeys Meats.
That's right.
There's lots of really good butchers. The Grist Mill's there. The Sobeys is there. There's great butchers all over this town.
All right. So thanks so much for joining us. We're going to end this with something that's called Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. It just sounds a little Cinco.
It does. We're the Grilling Guys. Thanks for listening. We'll chat at you next week.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.